You're listening to the show about premium squishy cabbage seats and the rutabago. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
How's the recap coming, Alex?
Oh my gosh.
Last minute homework before class, huh? All right. Do you want me to pull out the chat bot again? I can fill
it. Oh, that would be amazing, except...
Okay, no, this is what I'm going to do. All right, here's what we're going to do.
Next time. I already...
Chatbot can write it.
Oh, yeah. Why don't we... Let's see
what they're... Write a recap of our last D&D session.
Let's invite Craig.
Oh, yeah, he's here now. I can do that.
I'm sorry, but I don't have any information about your previous D&D sessions.
Aww,
could you provide more context or details? I'm just going to tell you can make...
Now recording.
You can make up the details. We don't care. Certainly. Here is a summary of a fictional D&D session.
Oh my gosh.
In the last session, the party, consisting of a human fighter, a halfling rogue, a dragonborn paladin, and a tiefling wizard, set out to explore a mysterious abandoned temple located in a dense jungle. As they made their way through the dense underbrush, they were ambushed by a group of goblins, but were able to defeat them with the help of their trusty companion, a loyal war dog. As they entered the temple, they were greeted by the sight of ancient, ornate murals and towering stone statues. The wizard discovered that the temple was dedicated to a long-forgotten deity of knowledge and magic.
Ooh.
As they explored the temple, they encountered traps and puzzles that tested their skills and wit. The rogue's quick thinking and nimble fingers proved invaluable in disarming the traps, while the paladin's divine magic helped to keep the group safe from harm. As they made their way deeper into the temple, they encountered a group of cultists who were attempting to resurrect the long-dead deity. The party engaged the cultists in battle and were able to defeat them and prevent the resurrection from occurring. As a reward for their bravery and success, the party discovered a hidden treasure trove filled with magical items and gold. They left the temple with a sense of accomplishment and the knowledge that they had saved the world from an ancient, powerful evil. That was dumb.
Well, Eric just wrote it all down, so I think we're going to see it
again.
They
got so much done in one session.
I apologize if the summary of the fictional D&D session did not meet your expectations. If you have any specific requests or questions, please don't hesitate to ask, and I'll do my best.
Make it sexier.
I'm going to see what happens. Make it sexier.
Error.
I'm sorry, but I'm unable to fulfill that request as it goes beyond my capabilities as a language model.
Oh.
Ooh, a language model.
Don't quit your day job.
Don't quit your day job, sexy. I'm going to call him sexy. Don't quit your day job, sexy. I'm sorry, but I don't have a day job or any other occupation as I am a virtual assistant.
All right, now this is sounding more like the virtual assistants I remember.
All right, Alex, I bought you some time.
Thanks. I was too busy listening to you. Oh, well.
Hey, Alex, can you put your microphone a little closer to your mouth?
Yeah, like here?
Oh, that's lovely.
All right.
Make it sexy.
Welcome to the most amazing recap ever.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Yay.
My notes. Will we ever know what happened last time? Maybe. Let's see. And now my notes start.
Okay.
Above its coyote head in glowing bright pink letters, this divine experience brought to you by the House of Zolverdia. Exit 30 minutes. Now the air lights are off and it feels like being in a theater after a show. Bathwack feels uncomfortable with the weight and discomfort of the flail, and then he hooks himself and falls prostrate on his back. Roscoe feels anxious, but Bathwack doesn't notice. And then Roscoe reaches down and he pets his dog, Oscar, a long-haired dachshund. What is this new dog? Will touches that coyote nose and gets some secret message, and he thinks he saw a ghost. Zolverdia? Did he see him? Bathback kneels by the coyote and bows his head. Thank you, coyote, for guidance and flail. Somehow the skywriting seems to look like the writing on Will's contract. How is this possible? Is Will's Olberdia? Bathback bows his head even more earnestly. We do lots of walking and talking. There are glowing ferns along the path. Who are you, Will? Will says we can believe he's a god if we want. Roscoe confronts Will about his secrets, and Will calls Roscoe a garbage bag of secrets. And then I've written down, opt into a fragmented partial reality.
Yeah.
That's.
Do you know what that is?
No.
All right, cool. Go ahead.
He doesn't know how he turned into a boar. Will has an investment in the House of Zilberdia, and Bathback wonders if Will had a meeting in Tivoli where they decided what the handwriting should look like. Will, can you authorize what Zilberdia does? This isn't even our world. See, this is really not a good recap. See, this is like...
It's so linear. I like that it's linear.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Moe's angry at Roscoe. Roscoe and Rufina argue, and then Will is arguing too. And then Bathwax swings the flail in a nervous way to try to feel more comfortable. 30 minutes pass, and we end on an overgrown, weedy, deeply rutted, single-lane path. The arrow is pointing to the right, and it says Gully's End. And I wrote, whoa! We're standing next to each other, and we can't clearly see where we came from. Rudy transforms into a magical vehicle, the RV Rutabaga vehicle, with googly eyes. Never underestimate the power of the root vegetable. There's a huge array of every possible kind of mustard on the mustard wall inside the rutabaga, and there's a light behind each one. There are premium squishy cabbage seeds. Now, for reasons I don't remember at all, Roscoe uses his scary voice. He's going to drive. The magical vehicle gets underway, but we're not sure if anyone can drive or how anything works.
Yes.
Will doesn't believe in Zilberdia. Quote, although I don't know if it's a quote. You don't have to believe in him or not believe in him. He just exists. And we wonder, would a god know that they're a god? And then Bathback privately prays, but I'll tell you what he privately prayed because I wrote it down. Zilberdia, guide me. What am I to do with this weapon you have provided? He keeps an eye open to see what Will does. Is Will Zilberdia? What's going on? Will says, what? Bathback closes his eye. Then Will says, we're going to Gully's End because it's on fire. And Bathwick says, no, it's more figurative. And then they argue about the picture, and everyone wonders, what's wrong with Bathwick? And then Bathwick panics because Will shows him the fire. And then my notes get a little bit more scattered, and maybe you can help me. Roscoe is unhappy that Bathwick trusts the coyote, and so he asks Roscoe for the flail. And looks at it carefully, and then shoves it back in Bathwack's hands. And then Bathwack makes a mental note. I don't know what's going on. And then they trundle down the road into Rutabago. Did I miss something?
Well, I mean,
did anyone know what's going on?
You very carefully, like, just elided the part that your character, Bathwack, doesn't remember seeing the picture in the first place. You very carefully hidden a detail that I think is quite relevant and concerning to the rest of us.
Gosh, I guess that's not going to be resolved by the recap.
Fair. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page here.
Do you want to ask about the metronome?
Do you hear a sound? There's like a metronome sound somewhere. Do you hear
I thought it was
Alex.
It is him, because I see the green flashing in time.
it's the water running through the pipes.
Oh.
In Alex's headphones. No.
Shower. Light.
Yeah, it's the shower. That's shower weird.
Light. Wow. Well, that's wild.
I can't believe that you can hear it through your headphones. Oh, that's so bizarre.
Well, it's through the mic. It's the.
That's what I mean. I'm sorry. Yeah. It can be heard through the mic.
It's okay. If it doesn't last the whole time, that was all I was worried about. I'd be like, that drives me crazy if I'm listening to that forever. It's fine.
We'll have to find a good totally free fine. Piece of music to set under it to the right beat. Yeah. So that way it's not as bad.
Staying alive.
All right.
That was a fantastic summary. What was the last thing that happened? Does anyone remember?
You're rolling off down the road and the sun is rising.
Okay, cool.
The crested horizon right into Roscoe's red round face.
Refresh our shit? Is that what that means?
Probably.
Oh, did we sleep?
What shit? Oh, yeah, long rest.
Yay! Oh my God, I needed that.
I saw today, I think it was after that last session, that either Eric or KT posted a bunch of friends fighting GIFs.
Yeah, it was me.
I just saw it today. I was like, oh, that's perfect. Because, Roscoe was mad at everybody.
Yeah.
Everyone was arguing. Right.
Uh-huh.
I thought you forgave me, but I can't remember why you would have.
I did because, was it because Rafina came up with Rutabago?
I think maybe. Mm-hmm. That was pretty great.
Yeah, I think it might have been.
That sounds reasonable.
All right, I'm refreshing. Well,
sounds totally correct. I mean,
the good
news
is that you're all now still stuck in a car together.
Stuck?
Road Yay! Trip.
Well, I mean...
Road trips. You
know, metaphorically perfect stuck.
Arguments. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Never gotten to be in this kind of vehicle before.
Yeah, I know. Me neither. This is weird.
None of us have. This is new for all of us. I mean, ostensibly, Roscoe has ridden in this vehicle before, but I certainly have never controlled it.
Yeah. Are you driving it? Is he sitting in the front?
Adam is actually playing a video game that I programmed right now.
Wow.
How do I jump?
Those are just ruts.
Roscoe is driving the Rutabago, yeah.
Is there like a steering wheel or?
Yeah, there's a steering wheel. It's made out of Rutabago.
What the fuck? Okay. Like, this is just picture. So weird. I think Will's just thinking he's sick somewhere with having a fever. I'm like, I was poisoned by the anglerfish or something. I'm still at the bottom of a lake. Like, it stabbed me. This is a hallucination.
Will, are you okay? I don't know why you think this is so weird. I mean, if Cinderella can have a stagecoach made out of pumpkin, why can't I have an RV made out of rutabaga?
What is Cinderella?
Oh, Cinderella was somebody I knew
at the circus
my younger days after I left the circus.
Oh, tell us more.
Well, Cinderella was an umbrella salesperson.
Sounds believable.
And that's about it. You know, she had a whole story. I barely paid attention to it until she got to the part about having a stagecoach made out of a pumpkin.
And then I feel like Will would like that.
Paid attention. You like a stagecoach.
Yeah, I like a stagecoach made out of wood.
Like pumpkin.
Not out of any kind of vegetable for any reason. Why?
Listen, why are we talking about the logistics of my RV?
Because I want to know why you said you bought this from that guy that you bought my actually kind of elegant tent from. This is a vegetable carriage of some sort.
Yeah.
Why did you pick that?
It was on sale.
Oh, wow. What if this is a cursed vehicle then? Like, what if a witch lived in it? That sounds like a witch thing. Are you a witch? We don't really know anything about Roscoe. He could be anything.
I don't think I'm a witch. I don't think it's coised. It served me well for many a year.
Don't you think Roscoe would have, like, done us in by now? He's had plenty of chances.
I think it's more, it's probably more like the bad luck thing. He's probably just Roscoe, and he has bad luck, and he has a cursed rutabaga carriage.
So it's not malicious.
Maybe.
Listen, why don't we sing a road trip song?
Yes! 1,000 mugs of twig tea on the wall.
Oh, 1,000 mugs of twig tea.
No!
Take one down.
Drink it all up.
999 cups of twig tea on the wall.
Everybody!
99 mugs of twee on the wall.
Mugs of twee?
99 mugs of tea. All right, no, how about this one? The wheels on the RV go bump, 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 bump. That's what happens when wheels are made out of root vegetables. Bump, bump, bump.
Is there a roof rack on this thing?
Yeah, sure.
I'm on it.
He crawled out the window while the car is moving.
Is that where you slept? Like, what's his face's dog, the politician? Anyway.
What?
Remember the guy?
You're going to have to explain yourself, Abby.
No, don't you? None of you know this. What's the guy, the Mormon guy who was ran for president of Massachusetts?
Oh, yeah. Mitt Romney?
Not Romney. There's this whole thing about him putting his dog in a cage on the roof and driving.
What? Oh, my God. Oh.
It might have been apocryphal. But if not, I've just spread the rumor.
I mean, that is apocryphal.
That's apocryphal.
To do that to a dog, it's
apocryphal.
Happy
I am?
Yeah. Let me check my settings. So the sun is rising.
Yeah.
We got our long rest.
Yep.
Cool. We're singing our songs. Bathwack is on the roof, mm-hmm. which is where he slept all night. And Oscar the dog is sleeping in a cupboard, right?
He's not in a cupboard. He's in a bed, a little dog bed.
Roscoe asked you to go and fish the right size bed out because the one that was there was too big.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
A smaller one for Oscar.
Yeah.
Does Roscoe need to get somebody else to drive so that he can get a rest?
It's got cruise control.
Your long rest happens as soon as day breaks. You all haven't been in the car for 8 hours.
Okay.
It's been the middle of the night for a while. Remember, it was night on the houseboat.
That's true.
Oh, gosh. Was that the same night?
Uh-huh.
So we're just driving through the night here?
Well, through the morning. Like, not long after you got started, the sun rose.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And we got the benefits of a long rest. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I mean, all kinds of role play stuff could happen while we ride. But my question to you, Eric, is how far on this map could we get before either A,
the you all kill
RV,
each other.
we all kill each other. Mm-hmm. A, the RV runs out of magic rutabaga power.
Uh-huh.
Or B, we run into whatever like encounter of highwaymen you've designed for us or something.
Are you asking him to tell you when he's going to do the next thing? Yeah.
But you, knowing Rudy's capabilities, you know that have you gendered Rudy?
I think Rudy's he.
Okay.
Oh, really? Okay.
I don't know why. You think he would go basically until like sundown?
What does that have to do with his gender?
I was using his
pronouns. Because he was referring to a he. It's a he, and I do want to make very clear, in the eventual Pork Fried Dice movie, Rudy will be played by Sean Astin.
Oh, it's perfect!
Oh, yay! Does he get to do like the, will he wear one of those funky suits?
Yeah. There's no voice or anything.
It's not just, it's, there's no, there's no voice. Well, there was. He said, happy birthday or whatever the heck he said.
Or hey, that's hey Frosty. Guys.
Yeah, something.
But yes, the entire RV, like, vehicle will be basically like a weird half CGI, half like motion capture of like Sean Astin's head.
It's so scary, though.
And, it, and it'll I earn love him, Sean Astin, but that's it'll so earn scary. Him a Golden Globe.
Probably.
I'm. That sounds really freaky.
Yeah, it's.
It's yeah, like mirror mask.
This is weird to you. Yes, you're creeped out. You're creeped out by mirror mask and by the animation of The Hobbit.
Yep.
This is like definitely even worse. Oh,
no wonder God. Will is so unhappy.
You're inside it.
Oh man, freaky.
So yeah. I can say that, I will say this at least, I have a few minor things to describe scenery-wise, but you all have a good while of time in this vehicle right now.
Before we get even
before I tell you anything else.
Okay.
That's so that
so are you saying
said,
that we should tell you if we have something that we would want to work on or something?
Yeah, like, it's okay if we just let that time pass. It's fine. Mm-hmm. We can assume you're not all sitting there in silence.
Nope.
Although that would be a fun little break in the montage is just a solid.
Yes.
20 seconds.
Bump, 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 bump.
Yep.
So, yeah, you're certainly welcome if there's anything you want to say at this time, having experienced and done everything you've done so far, whether it's with somebody else or on your own, or if it's something you want to that isn't necessarily immediately important. If you want to think about it and tell me later, that's fine. But
I have some stuff, but it's, I mean, it's well, one of the things is that I wanted to work on that thing that I was talking about in a, here, let me just mute us for a second. How do we do this?
Yeah, click that.
So how do I make it so that I don't hear them? If you recall, at one point, well, I had said, I think, I'm not sure if I actually ended up saying this on the recording, but I had discussed it with you elsewhere. I wanted Will to start working on some signs. For hire.
Yeah, job postings.
Job postings that he wants to post potentially in some places. So he's working on that. And also, he is going to try to make Shimi sit down and read something because he's not good at reading and spelling and he needs him to get smarter. Okay. So I can picture him sitting wherever the heck cabbage seat is possible.
Yep.
And like he's working on something, but he doesn't want anyone to see what it is because it, you know, involves certain people. He'll work on the more private stuff somewhere else, but he's just writing down ideas about this wanted poster or this for hire, not for hire. What is it for? Need help wanted, that kind of thing. And it's about Will's trying to think of different ways to get help in doing the shit that they have to do so that he might not have to do it. So
the big stuff, the save the world stuff.
Save the world stuff, yeah. So
FYI, at this point, KT did edit out some of the details of the wanted posters because we know some players listen and didn't want to be spoiling them. Got it? Good.
So there's that, and then the Shimi thing. So Shimi sitting next to me, if I can, and getting him to read and kind of teaching him, but not trying to be like, that's, in front
and
of
the
everybody.
Ladder's not like a...
But if you want the Shimi thing, yeah, you can say it to really everybody if you want.
We tried to play a game, but...
We tried playing a game, but Abby didn't know how to play it.
I thought I knew, but then I was breaking the rules and I didn't know. That's what I do with every game.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've been playing this game for 4 or 5 years. As you do the worm dance up a wall.
Yeah, talking about that with our kids today. I was just telling the kids today, like reminding them, because they've heard it on the podcast before. But yeah, Rafina can like crawl up a wall doing the worm, but then sometimes Daddy jokes that... That Rafina's just standing there and like envisioning herself doing it. But sometimes she just actually does the worm and goes up the wall. It's very interesting.
Yeah. It's one of those things.
All right.
So, yeah, that's, I had my,
I got thing. Some information that was kept privy from all of you.
Privy.
Oh, privy.
Is there a privy in this thing?
Yeah, what do we do?
There better be. There better be a privy.
Privy, tell us the information.
There has to be. There must be.
I can picture Roscoe going, shitter's full.
You don't want to go in there.
Oh, yeah, shitter's full, you say after you come out of the bathroom. Yeah. I was talking about Christmas Vacation where he's emptying his RV's chemical toilet into
sure.
the sewer.
Sure, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I like the other interpretation.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
shitter's full.
It must have goes right through, yeah.
What's funny is that, like, you know, have we ever discussed the logistics around our D&D character's bathrooming until now?
I was strongly...
This has been a... This the beginning of season Eric two, special.
I wanted to introduce a full rules mechanic governing bathroom needs, specifically.
He
but
wanted
that
us to
ended.
Roll every so often, and the number would get, like, more likely to get hit as you went on.
Yeah, that just gives me anxiety the more I think about it. It's like...
Yep.
Ugh.
Look, Roscoe is used to just pulling over whenever he has to go.
Okay.
So I feel like we could just pull over whenever anybody needs to go.
Sure.
Also, like, okay. Sure, there's probably, like, a hole
oh, God.
In a small closet space in the RV that you could...
It's on the ceiling.
I did not specify that it was a floor hole. It is a roof hole.
Oh my
god. Get creative. It's D&D. You can do whatever you want.
I've heard that before.
Oh no.
At the same time, Bathwack's on the roof and he's like, oh, I found the bathroom.
Oh, no. Oh my god.
I'm just saying oh. at least a few of us can aim
he's up
at
there
the
practicing
roof.
Practicing with the flail.
Oh no. And Rafina can just worm up to the hole. Uh-huh. And do her thing.
That's right, yeah. She's wearing Depends, probably.
Okay.
Just kidding, Mark Jessen! Don't put that in the wiki.
He'll put a little note that says, like, may or may not wear Depends. I don't know, Abby.
It,
like a little
it
star.
Depends.
I was serious about practicing with the flail.
You're going to practice with the flail?
While riding.
Yeah.
Well, while you're doing that, should I draw on your playing cards, Bathwack? Since you're not... Okay, fine.
Sorry.
Well, while you're up there, Roscoe's going to call back. Hey, anyone have any ideas for what to do about the fact that Bathwack's memory seems to be compromised?
Yeah. Will is concerned that it's like denial. Will's just like, why do you, you're in denial. He's in denial. That's what it is. I mean.
Hey, denial's a river in Bear Toggle.
No, it's not.
No, that river Bear Toggle.
Thank you, Mo.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. I live under Bear Toggle River whole life.
Is it? Oh, wait, it's still called the Bear Toggle River? The rest of the way?
That's how rivers work!
It's amazing. Called that the whole way? Wait, I knew that!
You've been in denial.
Yeah.
So you think it's just like a psychological role-play thing?
Role-play?
Nothing to worry about?
Yeah, I just think, I think that, I mean, I'm looking, oh wait, no, Bathwack's out of the car. I think that he does not want to acknowledge that his city might be burning down or something.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think if Bathwack had a legitimate serious concern about his hometown and its safety, I think he has the presence of mind to latch onto that concern.
I think that with everything that has been done to his mind in the past few weeks, like, weird deals and manipulation that he's been under. By no one here, I mean just gods and stuff. But he's also not, you know, he's not. Oh, Roscoe, why am I even talking to you? I'm back. I'm sitting over there. I don't even know.
You're in the car. It's not a huge. At some point. It's not a huge bago. Cool.
It's a rutabago. I don't know. Is it not? It's not that huge of a bago. I've seen many a rutabago.
It's not as big as a Winnebago.
Right. What's weird about the rutabago is that it does not reach like a static size. Like, there's actually a weird, like, if you really pay attention, like,
oh god,
from either the inside or the outside, it's kind of a pulsing kind of like it. Oh. It kind of moves and it shrinks a little bit.
He's gonna like get motion sick at one point. Like,
all right, we better pull over for that.
Stop pulsating.
If anybody's gonna get motion sickness, it's Mo.
Motion sickness. Oh.
Hey, Will. Roscoe's looking in the rearview mirror. He's eyeing you. Hey, if you're getting motion sickness back there, check out the Thoid Mustard from the left. It's designed for that specifically.
What's in it?
What's in the mustard?
Yeah, what would make it... What is in it?
Ingredients of Dramamine.
I'll go over.
Well, it's got... It's got scope. Scopolamine
and
promethazine.
Will looks at Rafina like, is this something that she would know about as a healing person? What are these words?
He's making these words up, but I'm sure it's fine.
And cyclizine?
I put a little on my tongue.
I watch Rafina. Does she die?
I die.
Oh no!
D&D, you can do whatever you want.
I die.
Bye, guys.
Oh, Abby found out how to win.
Killing your character with medical mustard is the roof hole of D&D.
The roof hole?
The wormhole. Oh, the roof hole. Yes, mm-hmm. The roof hole. I'm feeling roofful about that.
So it's got some special, like, herbs for healing. And it's also got just... like a tinge, just a hint, just the barest suggestion of ground up raspberry.
Whoa.
So that sounds disgusting.
This is out of character. So Will is thinking that he saw a young Roscoe naked with a leaf. And there have been other things that Will has been like, this guy, you know, he was like the slayer of the natural world of the axe. Like, Will has started to get like a suspicion that Roscoe might be some kind of nature-y, druid-y, or like might have some kind of stuff like that. So he does go over and at least like pick it up and sniff it because... maybe it's not completely disgusting. The other problem is that he's also stained with mustard and messiness is not something that Will likes, but this seems really well kept, right? Like there's mm-hmm. lights or is it sloppy? Is there like mustard everywhere?
No, well, like the mustard
no,
exhibit.
In the jar!
No, the mustard party RV is like real. It's like out of a museum.
Okay. That would be very curious.
Museum lighting.
I want to look at like a bunch of the other mustard too. He like looks through a bunch of the other mustard.
Are they labeled?
Yeah. Are they labeled?
Or no?
Are you whispering to?
Rutabagas float.
How many types of mustard? What mustard other than Dijon?
Yeah, they're labeled.
Are they in like different kinds of containers? Or are they all the same container?
They're all in the same type of container, except for the one on the very end on the right.
Ooh.
And that one's shaped like Mrs. Butterworth's.
Yeah, that one's syrup.
It's been canceled.
It's oh my been god.
Totally oh no, that's canceled. The other one.
So it was third from the left. All right, yeah. Like, what do you have, a spoon? What am I supposed to do with a squirt it into my mouth? What am I? How do you
open up the drawer under the cases?
Okay, there's a drawer. Is there? Are there spoons in it? Are they clean?
Yeah, there's very clean, elegant.
Wow.
Elegant spoons in there.
Mustard spoons.
Mustard spoons. Yeah.
Fancy. Yep. Okay. All right. Well, I still prestidigitate it before I use it. And then how much?
It changes color completely.
Oh, no. These weren't supposed to be brown.
Roscoe looks in the rearview mirror. He looks you up and down. I'd say for your build and overall complexion, 2 spoonfuls.
Straight? I'm very curious.
Yeah, you don't want to mix it up with anything else. It's got a pretty, pretty specific balance of stuff going on there. Mm-hmm. With healing herbs and other traditional mustard ingredients, such as the humble mustard seed, as well as I said before, the aforementioned ground-up raspberry. It helps to kind of take the edge off of the motion sickness herbs.
And Rafina hasn't died yet, so I guess Will takes a spoonful of mustard.
Bernard says, you always did like mustard.
Mustard's great, but this is a guy. Look at all this fucking mustard. What the hell is this guy's problem?
I mean, he likes mustard. Look Would you this, rather though. It be
Look
like
at
a
Look at him. It doesn't
three quarter
even make any
empty
sense.
Jar in the back of a cupboard with the rim all crusted up?
I don't have any mustard jar like that. Do you?
What? No, I'm saying, would you rather have that as opposed to this?
It would make more sense. This is kind of weird.
Okay. Hey, you're going to want to have that second spoonful within the next 20 seconds.
Why?
Quickly, one spoonful on its own has very different results.
Oh, God. Okay. I do it again.
Is it good?
Yeah. Is it good? Yeah, it's good, but it's a spoonful of mustard. Roscoe, do you just really just eat this mustard?
Well, no. I'm not a weirdo.
I've never eaten it. I'm not a weirdo. You're not a weirdo. All right,
mustard
so wait.
Generally is a condiment.
Right. But you have spoons and what?
Sure. Yeah, Roscoe. No, I eat it sometimes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know, I want to be very clear. Mustard is not the only thing that I eat. And it's also, like, not the only thing about me, you know? At any rate, it was never supposed to be. I honestly, I always thought I'd be a bit more substantial. But frankly, yes, the mustard has become kind of a crutch.
I think you are definitely substantial, says Will in his head. That's the thing. Will is not, he's like suspicious about Roscoe in like ways that are not like bad suspicious, just like, what the fuck? This guy has way more going on than he is aware of, obviously.
And Rafina, you see Will... You're paying attention to Will as he's speaking, and he seems to be busying himself over something.
Oh, no. What?
He's, like, writing or drawing something.
Oh,
Will is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just so you know. Just pointing it out.
Will, what you doing? I'm bored. I want to talk to you.
It's been
three minutes
since the trip
started. Work! True. Work? Don't you have a job, Rafina? And we have all these hours to sit around. I'm working. What are you doing?
I wanted to color on Bathwack's playing cards, but he won't share.
Bathwack! Cards! Now!
He's up on the roof hitting himself with the flail. Can I please see what you're doing? Are you writing a new contract?
I stick my head in upside down through the window. What?
That's
what
a
do
poop
you need,
hole
Will?
Or something.
No, the window.
No, you're coming.
Oh,
you're
okay,
like
window. Down window, not the side. Window. No, the window down the side. Yeah.
Alex is operating under the assumption that the roof toilet hole is not a real thing.
Why not?
I mean, I think that it's taken on a life of its own and is probably
It's real. Probably
that's
just
gonna end up being
hole.
Rudy's crutch.
It's a... I know, for real.
Sean Astin someday. I like this role, but it's so many holes. It's like the writers are using the holes mm-hmm. in place of a personality.
Yeah, jeez. That's concerning.
Right, Bathwack,
cards to color or something? What are you doing with those cards? How long have you taken? Let Rafina make a card. Give her an activity to do. She won't
amazing.
Leave me alone.
This is incredible.
All right,
I love this.
Bathwack's head disappears for a minute.
But Will, what are you doing? Just let me help you write your contract.
No, it's not a contract, and it is not something...
I grab a page.
Do you... Fight her
no,
on
I
that?
Fight her on it.
Okay, then I need you both to roll dexterity checks. Not
okay.
saves.
Good luck.
So what I...
Well, maybe Will's would be a save, because it's in reaction. Oh, same bonus. Oh, we got a 9 from Rafina and a 16 from Will. Plus more, actually, from Bathwack. Assuming he considers you his ally.
Just not me.
So, yeah, Rafina tries to snatch one of the papers, and you're able to pull it away.
Rafina, look, I'm using special gloves, and I make my hands look like they have gloves on it. You can't touch these things without gloves. This is my work. Leave me alone.
Oh. Can you tell me how do the gloves work?
They just, okay. Rafina, beyond the fact that people have oils and things on their hands, you...
What?
Are especially earthy. You're what? Especially earthy! It's
no!
just true. Come
I'm
on.
Very urban.
Well, yeah, that too, but like your sediment content is quite high. So that kind of thing can scratch fancy paper like this. Just take the card, Bathwack!
Is it magic paper?
Bathwack's hand sticks through the window, and he's holding something.
Aww.
Quick, he's only got 3 fingers.
I changed my mind. I don't want to play with the cards anymore. I want to play with the flail.
Okay. He drops them in your lap.
What in my lap? The flail?
Oh, what is
no, whatever
it?
Was in his hand.
Oh, okay. Aww. I pick it up. What is it?
You've got the fancy pen from the shop.
Uh-huh.
And you have one blank piece of cardstock. But then underneath, there's something stuck.
Is it gum?
No, 2 cards are stuck together.
Oh, so I turn it around.
Ooh.
Oh, you see the 3 of hearts.
Oh. This one you've
it's
already
just
done.
It's stuck on there. It seems like it's an accident. But you can see that the figures that are drawn on there,
yeah,
their weapons are all shattered, and you can see reflections of them drawn in like lots of detail on the edges of the cards. And the reflections all look like waves, and there are plants that are growing up and entwining everything on the card.
Whoa!
Oh my gosh!
Which what was it? The 2 of hearts, spades.
Three,
what did
three,
you say?
Three of hearts. I just gave you the 3 of hearts. Yeah,
3 of hearts.
Whoa!
Is this? Do I recognize the drawing? Is not the drawing itself, but the hand.
The hand? What?
Like, do I recognize the drawing style as being something that Bathwack drew or that somebody else
yeah,
drew?
Yeah, Bathwack drew it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Bathwack, put your head back down through the window upside down, please. What is... did you draw this? You drew this. This is yours. I'm
oh,
just curious.
Are you're giving it back?
No, I want to know. I want to ask you about it.
He sticks his head back down.
Did you know that you gave me a piece of cardstock and then you gave me one of the playing cards? Did you know that?
Oh, no. It must have gotten stuck.
Well, this is an interesting picture and... If I would think it was from all the mirrors, but then there are plants. There weren't plants where the mirrors were. What is this drawing of?
I don't know. It's just the 3 of hearts.
Is he lying? He's lying. What did you draw this for?
I mean, playing cards have figures on them, right? Don't. What kinds of playing cards do you use? I've never mind.
that was
both Bathwack and Alex.
52 acorns. Okay, I was just curious about the picture you drew. What are these figures?
I don't know.
Can I keep this forever?
I'll have to make a new one.
You think you'll draw the exact same picture? Especially if I hide this one from
probably,
you?
Probably not. I don't know. Rufina, sure, you can have it.
Maybe you could make a replica.
Oh, that's an interesting idea. Do you want to help me? Do you want to help me, Shimi?
Oh, wow. No, I'm busy here with my letters.
Why is everyone busy with paper?
So many important things happen
the
on
one
paper,
that
Rufina.
Was the first to demand cardstock.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, you can have it.
Bye.
And then he's gone. But I need the pen back, he yells as he goes back upstairs.
Upstairs.
Rufina had just written her name on the pen.
With the pen. Only Rufina can do that.
Oh, amazing.
All right, so I try to draw. I start to draw this three of hearts with the figures and a whole bunch of lines that make it look like the figures are in the middle of a supernova. And that doesn't look at all like what Bathwack drew, but that's her impression of it.
Aww.
Okay, I'm bored again. Will!
What? Why do I? What?
We're friends.
Yeah. Well, what?
We're friends.
Busy.
Hey, Roscoe, can I drive? I'm bored.
Sure.
Did you say sure?
Oh my God! Wait.
Yeah, he said sure.
Oh God!
Great.
Wait,
okay.
Rufina, does she know how to drive? Roscoe,
here
make
we
sure
go.
She knows how to drive. Wait. Papers yeah. fly everywhere.
Come on up, Rufina. You can sit on my knee.
Okay, but I'm a little squished against the dashboard. Okay, here we go.
All right, now, you see here.
What does this button do?
Oh, no.
That button is the ejector seat for the seat that Will's sitting in right now.
Oh, my God. Did I hear that? I shift. I move.
I don't know how engrossed are you in your work.
Well, I was concerned uh-huh. about Rufina going up there, and then
oh,
it sounds like
Roscoe
is teaching Rufina, so they say that. I might have heard that.
I would like to spend, I do spend a decent amount of time and energy actually legitimately training Rufina
yeah.
in driving the RV.
Nice.
Now, whether that gives you, like, technical proficiency in land vehicles, that's I'll leave that up to
oh,
Eric.
Oh right, yeah.
At the very least I want someone else in the group to be able to drive the
yeah
RV.
Right, yeah,
sure.
Rufina is your co-pilot.
Yeah, I think that's cool.
She could get proficiency in driving the Rutabago specifically. Yeah. I don't know how it works. How do you get proficiency?
I don't need
in
no
land
stinking
vehicles?
Medals. You learn. I just want to learn.
Well, she's learning.
Yeah, I know. I already. You...
Eric, she's learning.
You convinced me.
All right. So, do you see this here? This corn cob?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the shifter.
I should stop biting it. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Don't,
yeah.
Don't bite the shifter.
Like, is the stuff edible? Like, Will at one point is like picking at the cabbage seed.
You're the only one that's eaten anything in here.
I ate a mustard. It's not a part of the vehicle.
Or is it?
I know that.
Or is
but
it?
Come on. Like, did the seats come apart
eat,
like a cabbage?
Eat
would?
The ejector seat button.
Very strategically.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep.
I don't know. Ask Roscoe.
Will you. Has to ask Roscoe.
KT has to ask Roscoe.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay.
KT has to ask Roscoe.
Okay, Roscoe.
Who's Adam. Wait, Rafina, hold on. I hear a voice from another realm. Yes, who is it?
Yes.
I bet it's Bathwack.
I hear you.
Are the things edible in the car? Is the rutabaga edible? Is the cabbage edible? Is the corn cob shifter edible?
Oh, thank you, voice, for this opportunity to answer a question.
I'm a god.
The sky.
It's Solbodia.
Oh, Solbodia.
Ah, shit. this is just some Zoberia nonsense. Ah, damn it. Never mind. I'm not going to answer your question. Never talk to me again.
You don't know.
Okay.
We almost... That's sad. We almost made contact with...
Yeah. It was really close. It was
like
really
we almost broke through the barriers,
the fourth wall,
the veil between our worlds.
Zoldaria.
Who knows what Roscoe would do if he actually found out about us?
What indeed?
That's creepy, Alex. I don't like it.
Oh my gosh!
So pleased with yourself.
Oh, the flail has stopped flailing upstairs.
Okay.
Because Bathwack suddenly remembered that deep in his backpack is a magical scroll rod that he got from
the
deep sea angler.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yes, I was thinking it would be something that I wouldn't remember at all. Some
Barovia.
Random magic item from the windmill or some shit.
No, most of these I've managed to give away or lose. But...
Got it.
And I am now... I mean, Bathwack is now looking at this.
What is it? And what did you find? What is the object?
It's a... Well, what I remember of the description is it's a... Because I didn't write anything down. Is it's a long rod that looks like a scroll. I think it has some kind of writing or like intricacy to it. And I think that Ian told me to do something with it, to put it somewhere on Captain Clockface and be feed it to him. I can't remember exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Feed it to him. Okay. And that this might bring Captain Clockface back. So now Bathwack is staring at this rod, trying to, before I do anything with it, I want to see if I can understand what it looks like, whether I can read anything on it or.
So if I remember correctly, I think it's not in my notes. So I think I did it on the fly because I don't think I had a specific thing. So there's no message on it. I think what I said is scroll work, maybe. I think it's where the scroll is coming
work.
From. I think that was how I was picturing it. It's just like a finely engraved rod, just decoratively.
Okay.
All right. And it's about a foot long and pretty thin.
Okay. Well, after turning it over and looking at it and seeing if it has the hole down the middle and whatever, tossing it in the air and catching it. I guess I don't learn anything else about it. And so then I fish Clockface out of my backpack and feed it to him.
He's even deeper.
But not before also locating the Desert Mother weed.
What, really?
Yeah. So I've got Clockface, I've got the rod in my hand, and I've got the Desert Mother weed.
Yeah. Okay, in your other hand.
Yeah, and then I'm feeding him the scroll rod work. Scroll work. Clock. Yeah.
Wait a second, though. Feed?
What?
He doesn't have a mouth.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, how are you supposed to?
He doesn't have a mouth. Maybe I'm supposed to put it somewhere else.
Oh.
I'll look at the various openings. He's got the place where he keeps his blades.
All right. Let's hold on.
Are you sure you don't want Sean Astin to play Clockface?
Especially this scene.
Okay,
yeah. That was about to happen.
Shove
here.
This down his throat.
So that's the phrasing that now I'm reminded.
No,
so,
the Clockface is going to be played by Andy Serkis,
and he'll won't get a Golden Globe.
No.
So maybe there's some feature on his face that I've just never noticed before.
Yeah, so the exact phrase, and you'll remember this as you try to figure this out, was shove it down his throat. Because his head actually tilts back, like, sort of off of the throat-neck joint. And there is a hole that looks like it would actually perfectly accept the rod you're holding.
All right.
This is such a sweet image I have of him, like, cradling this limp clockwork body.
It's like I'm trying to, like, pour broth in his mouth or something.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Except I'm shoving whatever this is down his throat.
Yeah. JT, you're my son.
Yeah. It's like, doesn't quite get stuck.
Yep. Right, exactly.
And then I have to, like, slam on it. And then I've got my foot up, and I'm, like, pressing it down on his neck. Finally, I give up and I just throw him down on the top of the thing and it slides in.
Amazing.
All right, if that's what happens.
So yeah, the rod slides perfectly into place, and you expect it to, like, you know, you're kind of like guiding it in, and you expect it to just sit at, you know, the flush or close to flush to the top of the opening. But as it gets close, it doesn't stop, and it kind of just slips out of your fingers because you don't have enough to grab onto, and it just slides into the hole. And you can't see very far in because it's a pretty thin hole and it's, you know, dark in there, though I guess you have dark vision, but it just looks like the hole just continues down in.
Okay. All right.
And you feel a tension almost immediately in the body that you're holding. The head sort of gently tilts back forward of its own accord, and the figure of Captain Clockface sort of sits up in your hands / lap, and his swirly, remember it's now a swirly green purple, I think were the colors I used, sort of almost like a stain over his face. It doesn't have the painted jack-o'-lantern faints anymore.
Being licked by the flames.
Exactly. When he went inactive, turns to look at you and sort of tilts its head a little bit.
Hmm. Oh, are you there?
He nods.
Oh, do you feel better?
Head cocks to the side, and then it nods.
Ah. Is anything broken?
He gets to his feet. Sort of, you can see, sort of getting his balance as you're trundling along on the roof of this car. And then he looks like he kind of bends a few things and leans down and looks up and shrugs.
Huh. Welcome back.
He bows.
Bathrook bows. Back.
Oh.
I feel like we have a lot to catch up on, but for now we're just going for a ride.
He looks all around, you take notice of your surroundings, and you realize the forest that you've been trundling through is starting to thin out. And it's beginning to give way to more of this sort of open, broad, rolling meadowland. And anybody in the car around this time, they would notice similar kind of thing. It's not like your
meadowland. Okay.
Yeah. Like, got it. Very open, rolling fields kind of situation. Doesn't look like, not like tended farm fields.
Okay.
Like grassland more.
Got it. Not Kansas. Not like Kansas-y.
No, too rolly.
Yeah, okay. Got it.
Ah, everyone look out the windows at the open rolling grassland fields of Rohan.
Are we in Rohan?
Is that a place in the mouth?
It's a place in Lord of the Rings.
We took the wrong turn at Albuquerque.
What is this place called, yeah. Eric?
Yeah.
I mean, you think you're still in Bear Toggle?
It's called Middle Bear Toggle.
Middle.
I mean, the road you're on doesn't seem like a major road, so you don't know if this is like a huge area that...
And... Yeah. Can you move our icon to kind of where you think we are, how far we are?
Sure. Say, like, here-ish. I'm going to move Rafina for now.
Okay.
So at a certain point, I mean, we are veering off of whatever path we're on and just driving straight through these grasslands.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the way you're headed.
We're not on a road?
Not a major marked road like is on here.
Right. Well, we're going. We don't need roads.
How long do we have to eat these things that we bought at the store? I want to eat fresh things. How much can Will complain?
Oh, just take a bite out of the RV. It'll grow back.
No, thank you.
You told me not to chew on the shifter.
Yeah, not the shifter.
Okay.
Everything else is fair game.
So I can just eat the cabbage seeds.
Raw rutabaga?
What is this perverted Willy Wonka shit?
The rutabaga tastes like rutabaga.
Just don't take bites out of the right side of the RV or else you'll start to float.
Oh, no.
That's, wow. Float?
Rafina devours the right side.
I know.
Are we seeing, like, any things anywhere that is so this... like a restaurant or a bed and breakfast, says Will in his head.
He'd even take a Wendy's.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, right.
It's very much feels like still in the middle of nowhere, even though you're...
How long does the grass go, guys? How long does the outside last?
About up to your knees.
This is so little. There is nothing here. How do people live in places like this? There's just nothing.
They don't. They generally just drive through.
But why would anyone have driven anywhere to get any through all of this? There's just
nothing. All right. Okay.
Somebody needs to set up something for breaks for these stupid trips that anyone would have to make from Bear Toggle to Gully's End if anyone would ever want to do that.
You mean like some kind of rest stop? Like that one there?
So just pointing to a piece of grass.
Really restful stop. What is he pointing at? Is it a mirage?
If there are any such like places, like any kind of shops or things along the way, Roscoe would probably be familiar with them.
All right. Give me a history check.
History. Doing whatever history does. Okay, Roscoe, here's where you're a Viking.
He's a Viking? He's a Viking.
11.
Okay.
Does Bathwax thing help him?
Nope.
Not on history tracks.
Nope. That's for saves. So, you have a general sense of where you are. You've never been on this road. It's barely a road. But you think that with the direction you're heading and sort of the general land type that you find yourself in, you think you're going to hit a crossroads a little later in the day. And you think there was maybe something there, but you don't really know what.
Yeah. At least there's something rather than the nothingness that Will seems to be taking issue with.
You see some, like, birds flying up in the sky.
Will, maybe you should just take a little nap. It'll make your motion sickness feel better, too, right?
We can't sleep!
Well, we can rest!
And can Roscoe have been looking through his magical rearview mirror to get a good look at what Will has been working on?
Oh boy.
Ah.
I forgot that your mirror was magical. Can you remind me in what way that your mirror sure. is magical?
Yeah. I can remind you. I don't even have to tell you. I will just demonstrate it for you right now.
Oh.
This is what the rearview mirror does. It has zoom capabilities.
It's a good thing. Ooh. I'm not writing like this. Upside down, so you can see.
Give me a perception check.
Sure. Perception. All right, Roscoe, this is where you're a Viking.
Why does he keep saying
that? He's going to keep saying that until we ask. A six.
I think I should have advantage with a magical rearview mirror. Personally. Why have the zoom if it's not going to help?
Welcome to my world of spell casting. None of my spells do what I want them to.
So, from what you can see, it looks like Will is, like, turning to Shimi and, like, writing things and showing him things. And Shimi's, like, saying some things and writing some things.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's cool.
Six.
Yeah, all right.
So yeah, you guys travel along in your
singing a song.
Rutabago. Oh, you're singing a song? What song are you singing, Rafina?
Traveling along, singing a song. Moving right along. Do, 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 do. Foot loose and fancy free. Fozzie the Bear and Kermit the Frog are in a old car. Moving right along. Do, 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 do. I can't remember the rest.
Yeah, I don't know either. Foot loose and fancy free.
It's pretty good. And I, you know, nobody asked, but the rearview mirror is a Zoomkini.
Zoom.
Nice. I wrote it down.
Thank you.
It's like a bikini. It was wearing a bikini.
I know. For a second, I was like,
it took me a second.
Oh, nice.
I never realized that tankinis were based not on bikini, but on zucchini.
But on zucchinis, yes, uh-huh. Exactly. Yep. Well, now we know.
So, yeah, you're moving along singing a song through these grasslands. And as you're going, the weather starts to turn a little bit. It starts to get a little grayer, a little darker. Nothing out of the ordinary. Just
Bathwack, you should come in. Cloudy. You're gonna get hit by lightning with that flail up there.
I'm enjoying a tiny bit of desert weatherweed with my buddy Clockface.
Honestly,
did you say that to us? Do we know that?
No, we don't know yet.
Oh my god!
What do you say when I tell you to come in?
Nothing.
I wouldn't worry about him because as long as I'm around. No one else is going to be struck by lightning except for me.
But you're very close to us. I think that's not good still.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Also, did Batwack fall off?
What, is he dead?
Shimi, can you go look? I can't see that. I'm not tall enough.
You want me to boost you?
Well, I was just hoping you'd go up for me.
All right. I just didn't want you to miss out on experience account of your size.
Well, I'm sure I will have an experience.
Yeah.
Another time.
Now I, the one in the car who's so much bigger than you, will climb up there. Goodbye.
I'm driving right now.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Is Bathwack still up there?
I assume.
Okay, all right, good. Well, then he would give Shimi some.
So, Shimi, climbs through the window and gets up on top of the roof, and he sees Bathwack and Clockface sitting there.
Whoa! Oh, is he back?
Yeah.
I never really got to meet him. You fixed him.
Either.
It's all right, guys. Bathwack's fine. And Captain Clockface is back.
What?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's working.
The rutabaga
just waved at me.
Swerves to the left.
We all tumble down a ravine.
All right, okay. I will take over driving now, Ravina. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, just don't fucking kill us.
What happened, Bathwack? Come down. Bring Clockface. Bring him in. We want to talk to him.
We're good.
Yeah, we're good.
You smell funny, guys.
Did you go up?
No, I thought they came through the window. They're still
no,
up there.
No, we're still up there.
Why wouldn't you go up?
All right, I'm going up.
Ravina's so fucking excited for Clockface.
I am. Okay, that's true. I am. I'm just trying to. I'm having a hard time, like in my head, imagining Ravina. Like, I don't know why. It's just like I've got a block for how she's gonna get up there. Maybe it's because my actual physical toe is broken right now. So Ravina's like, everyone else has to do things for me right now.
Nice.
Well, also, like, how do you get out? Are we climbing out the window to go on the top? Yeah, like, I don't think that's a normal thing to think, Abby. It's no big deal.
There's a roof rack, okay.
There are so many knobs and things to grab onto.
Oh, yeah. It's a lump with knobs. Too many. Okay, yeah.
I mean, I suppose.
It's a lump with knobs. It's Rutabaga.
Roscoe can correct me.
Yeah, no. Knobs. Alex is 100% right. Mm-hmm.
But also, Mo would run over and help you up.
Aww.
Basically, just kind of
Mo.
Like lift you all the way up onto the all roof right. through the window.
Right. Clockface!
Clockface jumps up and runs over and gives you a big hug.
Aww.
It's the best moment. Oh, we missed you so much. You missed so many things, but don't worry. None of them were that great. And we're so happy that you're here and you're going to meet Roscoe. And do you see what we're on? It's a veggie car. Isn't this crazy?
He nods.
Yeah. Do you want to come in? You want to come in? Or are you having fun with the smoking apparatus that's
that
happening?
That has to be the weirdest way to be reborn into the universe.
Is on
okay. So wait, a reborn sentient clock thinks that the vegetable vehicle is weird.
There's no clock.
There's
involved.
Nothing clock about it.
There's nothing
a clockwork man, but like somehow it got to clock face.
I guess I really started picturing this clockwork
yes.
man
yeah,
as having
happens.
A clockwork
right,
face.
Right, of
yeah.
course, uh-huh. because we call him clock face.
It's
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I think he used to have a jack-o'-lantern face or something.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
But then
yeah.
now it's just burned off and he has a yeah. weird purple-green swirl on his face.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, she was like, oh, I don't know, I think we're gonna hang out up here. It's kind of nice. You could join us, Ravina.
Bathwack passes something over to Shimi.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
What? Is Mo going up?
He hasn't.
There's gonna be no one left to drive.
Right.
No, well, Ravina says, I have a very important job. I am helping with the driving. So I need to stay alert.
I was working on something with Will, too.
What were you working on with Will, Shimi?
Oh, he's helping me with reading.
He's teaching you to read?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so great!
I mean, I know a little bit,
that
but he knows
like a
lot
lie.
More than me.
Wait, we can talk now. And then they'll have to keep they just muted us.
I'll do KT's voice.
Okay.
Okay.
Who wants to do Eric's voice?
Me.
All right, Abby. All right. Okay, Eric. So this is what I was thinking. I was thinking that Will should reveal that he can turn into a truck.
Okay.
Like a transformer.
Right.
Oh,
like
that feels
Optimus
good.
Prime.
Keep doing that.
Yeah,
I'm being Eric's beard.
Okay.
You're Eric's beard.
And this is why I've been thinking a lot about Optimus Prime lately. And just hear me out as I stare off into the middle distance. The more I think about it, the more I realize that Optimus Prime and the whole mythos of the Transformers and them being things from outer space that can turn into trucks, like earthly trucks, there's something very meaningful and symbolic and important about that. To me, hey, KT,
not a cosmic truck.
Eric's not talking right now, Abby.
I'm combing.
His beard is talking, though.
You guys don't know how to play this game. you watch their mouths, and when it's your turn...
We just wanted to do a conversation.
His beard talks every time it's getting combed.
No, we're watching them, and we're pretending to know what the conversation is.
Oh, I'm bad at this game.
Well, you didn't know what the game was, in your defense. You didn't even know it to be bad at it.
Now I can be authentically bad at it.
At least Alex had the excuse of, like, he was being Eric's beard, and he could talk whenever he wanted, because the beard, you know, for all we know, is talking this whole time. But also, KT is talking a lot. And I was definitely going to run out of steam.
Eric talked.
Yeah.
You missed it. Never mind. Too bad.
Hey, everyone. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.